The gospel reading that's listed after that one is about the transfiguration. And because this is the last Sunday of the Epiphany season, we begin Lent on Wednesday, our gospel reading today is actually to be the description of the transfiguration of Jesus up on the mountaintop. So I wouldn't mention that, except that's pretty much what my whole sermon is about. But we like to expose you to as much of the Bible as possible, so you get kind of a double dose today. But we are going to talk a little bit today about the transfiguration, so just to set the stage for that. This week, I watched a movie that I had heard about and I had recorded, and I just hadn't had the time to see it, and it turned out to be just a marvelous movie. It's a movie called Billy Elliot, and it's about a little boy who's, I think he's about 11, and he discovers that he has not only a passion for dancing, but a real talent for it. The problem is that this young boy especially has a passion for ballet dancing. And he lives in a coal mining community. So you can see that this is not exactly a comfortable talent to have if you live in a town where most of the men are pretty roughshod and, you know, just real blue collar. So Billy Elliot has this talent and this passion for ballet dancing. And his best friend, he finally is talking to him about it, and he says to his friend, "Do you think being a ballet dancer would be better than being a miner?" I love that question of, I feel like I'm supposed to be this thing, to use this gift, and yet it feels so out of place in this community where I live that I have to ask, is it better to be a dancer than a miner? Now, in a vacuum, having the grace and the talent and the passion to be a ballet dancer is a great gift. But what happens when you take that gift back into an unfriendly environment? What if you are a ballet dancer who happens to live in a coal mining community? Some of us in this human life are given gifts that we can enjoy and celebrate in private, but the larger world may not receive them or believe them or even see them as gifts. The disciples in the transfiguration experience, they saw and they received a marvelous gift, being present for the transfiguration. But I wonder, did it feel like so much of a gift when they went back down the mountain? Would it feel like so much of a gift later when they would be mocked for telling what they had seen and heard? Would it feel like a gift when they were persecuted and killed for sticking to their story? When they were killed for defending Jesus as the Messiah and the Son of God? We are all given transformative gifts, talents, and experiences, not for our own benefit, but to equip us to carry the presence of Christ to other people. And once we have discovered the gift of dancing, of grace, we can't simply stay among the other dancers. We have to go to the other people and tell them about this gift. The story of the Transfiguration experience reveals the human instinct to keep religious experiences under control. In other words, showing the gift only to other dancers so we don't risk being made fun of or misunderstood. And in the story, if you recall, Peter suggests, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. Why don't we build three booths or three tents and we'll just stay here and we'll have this experience and we'll continue to celebrate it." But the disciples were not given that mountaintop experience so they could stay there on the mountain. They were given the transfiguration witness so that they could show the gift of grace down in the valleys. If we do as really what our instinct calls for and what Peter suggested in the Transfiguration story, if we stay in the mountaintop experience and we try to just live in that place where we ourselves have this intimate experience of grace and of God, then what we are trying to do is hoard the presence of God for ourselves. We've seen God at work in human flesh, and we say, well, let's just keep that to ourselves. Let's just keep it to us religious folks, because the other people out there won't understand it. But we're called to move down into the dim valley, where people have begun to think that only work and accomplishment matter. We're called to live that life of faith that requires vulnerability, the willingness to sacrifice status and certainty for authenticity, to risk saying in an increasingly secular society that we have seen God at work in human lives. Religious experiences, after all, are given to us not as a gift to us, but to fuel our ability to serve God and to speak of God with passion, fervor, authenticity. One of our Eucharistic prayers, in that we pray, deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. We face that temptation constantly to keep this for ourselves, to just go to that altar and receive communion to renew ourselves and have our own gift instead of using that to enliven us and inspire us to talk to other people. We face that temptation of saying, as Peter did at the Transfiguration, it's good to be here. We love to dance and we love having the grace to dance, but we're only comfortable doing it in front of those who understand the dance. The truth, though, is that to carry the message out that could transform the world, we have to witness for ourselves the magnificent dance of God living in a human being. And in that experience, we have to find strength and renewal to follow that gift, even away from the safety of this place. We have to be inspired by the breath and presence of God before asking anyone to stop their busy lives long enough to seek God. We're allowed to go up that mountain with Jesus Christ, but we cannot stay there. We're invited to go there and to go here, not for solace only, but for strength, not for pardon only, but for renewal. We are given the breathtaking gift of grace and then asked to take the risk of sharing that gift with others who don't want it, don't even see it as a gift. But the world will never know any better if those with the gift of grace reveal the gift only to the other dancers. Are we willing to let the coal miners keep thinking that nothing matters more than working in their cold, dark place? Or are we willing to risk embarrassment to speak of the gospel, to teach others what we know of the grace of the dance of God? Someone has to tell in the valleys what we have witnessed on the mountain. We have to risk. We have to allow ourselves to be uncomfortable, to say words considered embarrassing by so many in our world today, to say these words clearly. Yes, I am religious. Yes, I believe in God. Yes, I follow Jesus. Yes, I have seen my life change because God took form in human flesh and came down the mountain. And yes, God came down the mountain and sent me down the mountain to be not with just the other dancers, but to be with the miners and all of those who have never seen anything of the dance. Amen.
Amen.